The state rolled out a number of guidelines, from temperature checks at bus stops to masking and distancing requirements for students in late June. But in an online meeting, Kentucky superintendents raised concerns about the degree to which schools can legally enforce the new rules. One major sticking point: can schools require parents to test their children for COVID-19 before sending them back to school? And should the process differ from the typical rules surrounding illnesses like seasonal flus? While those questions remain to be sorted out, Dr. Emily Meserly with the University of Kentucky noted that federal guidelines do not call for testing of asymptomatic students as a prerequisite for returning to school.
The CDC is not recommending blanket testing of the student population. As we've gone through all of this guidance, though, in your school building, your adults, your teachers, and your staff are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than the children. The children are more the carriers. So doing testing with the staff members does make more sense.
Leaders seemed unclear on how long untested students with fevers can be kept out of school. Superintendents also asked how they should handle non-compliant families and those known to have recently visited a COVID hotspot. Interim Education Commissioner Kevin Brown signaled he hopes to have answers to some of those questions in the coming days. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.